And now, here's another episode of Operation Adult. Alright, I'm gonna call Joe now about this, because he may be able to find somebody who has the CCTV.
I used to have a phone number for a guy that sold them, but I lost it.
What? CCTVs?
Yeah.
Well, the NFB will be free, though, if they have one. So let's see. It'll be free if they have one. So. Alright. Alright, here we go. Just gonna give him a call, see what happens. Okay, let's see. Alright, it's ringing. Hey Joe, it's Kevin Sisko. Okay, alright. I got a call from somebody, and I didn't know. I thought you may know. If you know somebody who in the NFB who may have a CCTV, because this person has had a CCTV, it just died on them just now, and I was wondering if you may know somebody or. It's a friend of Christine's, actually. And I said, well, let me give Joe Ruffalo, the president of the NFB of New Jersey, a call and see if we can try to track down a CCTV for you. Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. Okay. They live in. Where do they live, hon? Clifton?
They live in Clifton.
Clifton. Clifton. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Great. Yeah. 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 Oh. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. Okay, thanks a lot. I did. I just got it. Yep. Just got it. Yep. Okay, great.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So he said he's going to, because usually what happens is people donate those kind of things.
Right, yeah.
Like, three or four at a time.
Yeah.
So he usually gets a lot of those things. So what he's going to do is he's going to put my name on the list. Okay. And as soon as one comes in, he's going to give me a call.
Okay.
And then what he's going to do is he's going to send it either to me or directly to Miguel's house.
Yeah, we'll give him Miguel. I think it's easier if he sends it to
right.
Miguel.
Right. So tell Miguel just hang in there. Because
right.
It could be tomorrow, it could be honestly after Thanksgiving, but
yeah,
he put me number one on that list, so
I figured he would get donated.
Yeah, because people donate all sorts of things, flat screen TVs and all sorts of. Oh, my mom. Hello. Hi. Good. Yeah. Not too much really.
Let's see here.
She's right here. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Oh, that was Wednesday. But yeah, actually, I will be seeing them this Friday. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna keep coming back, of course. Yeah. It went fine. It went great. Yeah. Yeah. I gotta wait
on them to see what's going on with that.
Bob loves the program that I'm designing for him. You know, Mark's brother. Yeah. Yeah. It's just been a matter of me waiting for him to respond and stuff like that. We don't talk on the phone because of the, you know, because of the time difference. So we just email, so it's been a little slower, but yeah, he loves it. He's very happy with it. So no, it's pretty much done. It's just now the technical support stuff that I'm working on with him on. Everything's that basically the technical support stuff, just the stuff he needs to know in order to use it properly. So no, it's pretty much in place. You know, again, I just need to wait for another response from him, and you know, because a lot of times when I send him an email, or when he sends me an email, I'm in bed, and you know how that goes, because it's so I don't get his, so it's hard to coordinate time for us, but it's. Yeah, 6 hours. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's... Chris's website, I'm working on that still. I told him to be a little patient with me because of everything else. So, yeah. So, well, that's just the way it has to be. So. Yeah, it's, you know, it's just... the way it is. No, I told him, and I did tell him, honestly, if something happened like that, I would tell you right away that something, there's a snag. I would tell him. It's not, you know, I'd be honest and upfront, because he, you know. Oh, he told me he was going to get his wisdom teeth out.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, yeah. Yeah, he was afraid about that. He was a little nervous. Will he be able to talk? Alright. Oh yeah, he needs something soft. But I told him that one thing he will look forward to is he will be hungry all the time. All the time. That was the worst part of having my wisdom teeth out. I just wanted something I could bite into, and I couldn't find anything. It was a nightmare. Well, because you kind of had to chew a raisin. No. Yeah. 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 Huh. Alright, well... Okay. Alright. Well. No, not right now.
We're out of bread.
No, I have to get back to you on that, but maybe I should give Chris a call. You think it'll be alright to call? Because he's... Alright, I'll see what he sounds like over the phone. I'm going on early tomorrow.
I am.
Yeah. I know, well. Yep, okay, so. Yes. Right. Oh, I didn't tell you the good news. Joe is making me the head person in charge of the NFB&J's website. Because the guy is retiring and something or other. And he'll be away. And Joe just needs a replacement, so. He'll be giving me access to everybody. Well, you're gonna say that. Well, that's all I can say. Keep donating. Exactly. You know what? Your donation to the NFB will be my paycheck. Think of it that way. So, you know, you know what I mean. It does. Yeah, so this is like my way of saying, you know, they should. Yeah, that's true. That's how it should work. We're gonna get together sometime after Thanksgiving, he's fine. His immune system is back to normal. Everything's fine. He's feeling great, actually. His doctor was obviously worried about his immune system, but, you know, he's fine. He gave him, when he got the PICC line out, he just gave him some pills just to make sure, but he's fine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably. All right. Okay. Alright. Bye-bye. My mom wants to know if you have a new Avon catalog coming out, huh?
My mom should be dropping off 25
right
on Sunday.
Because I know the holidays and all, you
25
know.
25 on Sunday. I'll send her a text to you. Is she home or work?
No, she's doing running around today, but she just wanted to know.
Yeah, I will text her quick.
Yeah.
Hi Denise, everything's okay. My mom will be bringing Campaign 25 over on Sunday when she has some other things to bring to me. I will put one to the side for you. Yes. That means no comedy block, no court block, and no WLNY news, if none. Yeah, time is running out. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, she's going to have 25, 26 coming, so she's going to have two books.
I know.
25 orders actually due this week.
Really?
A week, but she can order off the website now.
Yes. Now, what was the issue with the website that people were having?
I have no idea. I'm getting a new manager, Karen, like soon. Yeah. So,
okay.
Karen's going to come here to the house, and I can get whatever the fuck I want from her.
Let's see.
Well, Krista told me when the campaign closes out, a new one opens, I don't know.
Sure.
I made another cup of tea.
It's so cold today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good tea.
I just made the green.
Yes.
So what else did your mom say?
Chris got his wisdom tooth out. Well, you knew about that.
Yeah, I knew it was getting him out, but we didn't call. I should have gotten a card.
Well, don't worry about it. Okay. What we could have done, we were at the post office, we could have got cards.
Yeah, but it was so cold.
Yeah.
And also 26 will be coming, so. And also 26 will be coming soon, too. And I'm going to be having a new manager, Karen.
Tell Miguel that you can tell Miguel that Joe would put me on the list. Usually gets about 4 or 5 of them a week.
Right.
But he gets all kinds of stuff if he ever needs anything.
Yeah.
He gets all kinds of stuff. Flat screen TV sometimes. Now, yeah, he does. Now, what Joe says is, he doesn't get the old fashioned ones anymore. Because Miguel probably has an old CCTV.
He does.
They have newer screens now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the bubble screen anymore. They don't make that time, but it's the same type of thing, you know?
Do you think I can be on the list for a brownout?
He doesn't always get note takers.
Oh.
You know?
Well, it's worth a shot.
Now, Miguel probably might have to go pick it up.
Well, we'll worry about it when it gets to it.
I mean, I could just tell him to send it to my house and somehow he'll have to, because they're not heavy.
His father can come here and pick it up.
Right.
So.
All right. Yeah.
Alrighty. So we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. Joe said he's having a problem with the hot water in his house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. I mean, he has hot water, but it doesn't always work.
Yeah, but no one went through them yet.
It's got a bunch of coupons though, right?
Yeah, but no one went through them.
Right.
I'll have her put some of aside for me. Yes, I got coupons, but no one looked over them for me yet. If you don't mind putting some aside, that would be great for me, thanks. Karen could not make it this week.
Alright.
Yeah, this way at least I know what they are. So yeah. Let's just stock up on that.
You'll know what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, goodness knows you need them.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
Hey, coupons are good.
I know. It's nice and warm now with this too.
Yeah. This screen.
So. So I'm gonna call Chris in a few minutes.
Is he able to talk?
I think so.
When did he get him out? Last week? 2 weeks ago?
Friday.
Okay.
He got him on Friday, and, you know, he still can't eat certain things, but he had rice pudding. That was good. So,
and you'll get the tea and the laundry tabs.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
That's actually, Chris might still be at work.
Well, try him. If you can't get him, leave a message.
Yeah.
This way he knows you called.
Yep.
Artistic?
You mean autistic. Not artistic. My son is artistic.
Artistic.
He's more than artistic. Okay.
Oh, you want to go for dinner Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. Kevin will call you when I get back from school. Thank you. Why does it do that?
I don't know. They're trying to fix that issue, Apple. But,
Oh, that's nice.
Okay,
this
good.
Way your mom can see what we got.
I mean, I understand Karen should tell. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, but your mom can go through their circulars and stuff.
You still feeling sad about that?
A little, but I'm getting over it. But I don't need her Friday, because what's the point of her coming Friday?
Right.
If I'm not going to need her, I basically need her for Social Security.
Okay, that's getting done.
And that's getting done tomorrow.
So, I don't worry about it.
Yeah, like my mom said, just go bring the stuff over. See if I can get the home reader's number.
I don't buy.
Oh, wait, you got a computer when you're done.
What do you need?
I need, it's called homereaders.org, I think.
Oh, okay.
I need their number so they can send me my Avon catalogs and stuff to here, because all right. They keep sending it at my parents' house.
Oh, you want to switch your address with them?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. All right,
fine.
Going to your parents' house for dinner Thursday.
Great.
See, we get to see Rosie. See, those are good images. That's nice, you know? I like that.
Yeah. I feel great now that I have this tea.
Don't forget to rinse your cup.
Oh, yeah. Does it?
Yeah, it doesn't. Amanda always used to throw it in the dishwasher.
Right.
And so, it would have cocoa on it.
Sometimes you can. If you put
chocolate
in there.
Yeah.
It does that. Or something. Or cream or milk. You have to rinse it out. Let me look up this home reader's thing.
Yeah, because it has their number on it. And I gotta get my address, which...
Homereaders.org, you said?
Yeah, I think it's that.
Alright. And then you can put your number in.
Mm-hmm.
Put their... Ugh! Yeah! Put their number in there. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. Alright, I've got the home reader's number. You ready?
Hold on a second. They'll still be okay. We'll have them all right. Because of Social Security and stuff.
Alright, you're calling them out?
Mm-hmm.
Are they there?
I don't know.
Where are they located?
Hi, is this Home Readers? Hi, Kathy? Hi, this is Christine. How are you? Good. I'm calling to change my name and address because I moved.
Oh my God. Really unprofessional there.
Well, she's from Kansas City.
Yeah.
And
the way she answered the hello, she didn't say hello, this is Home Readers.
Yeah.
Why is she acting like that? She seems really unprofessional.
Unfortunately, Home Readers, oops.
Holy mother.
She's short of staff.
I know.
A lot of the staff left her.
Well, why is she acting like, shit?
Well, she does have depression too.
Yeah. Oh, does she?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a bad day for her.
And she has her seeing eye dog wanting to go out.
Oh, she does it from home.
Yeah, she
has, I didn't know that.
It's
her own business?
I believe so.
I guess so. No wonder why she just said hello. That was depressing, wasn't it, Matt?
And I'm like, okay.
It's like, is this... Yeah. Weird. Very weird.
I mean, she did apologize, but I mean, she had a great secretary, Michelle, and Michelle left. Her husband passed away, and she decided to leave for another job.
Uh huh.
And it didn't work out. And then she thought she had another helper, and she had to let the helper go because they were doing things unprofessional.
Sure. Sure. So when's your dad coming over tonight?
He's going to call when he is on the road to come, like, after work.
Later?
Yeah, he gets in like 4:30, so he'll come and get the stuff.
All right, so he's going to go back, pick up your mail.
Because he doesn't have it.
Right, he's going to go to your mom's house, pick up the mail,
the stuff,
bring it back.
And then
does he want me to order something, or what does he want me to do? Because...
Well, he said he'll call him on his way down.
All right, okay.
And then we'll just... He's like, oh, that's kind of far. I'm like, they deliver.
It's not far.
They deliver the food.
Holy shit, almighty. They don't listen. I don't know.
Let me put these ads and coupons so your mom and I can go through.
Yeah.